Puslinch held an event on Saturday hoping to educate locally about the importance of access to clean, safe water in Indigenous communities across the country and abroad. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
Protect the Tract and the Ontario Federation of Labour partnered with Wellington Water Watchers to enrich the event with speakers who understand the wide scope of the issue. Layla Statz, a Turtle Clan Six Nations of the Grand River and generational survivor of residential schools, performed music and engaged with attendees at the event. She has become an activist for water protection and helped put the day together. She has a documentary on the issue within Indigenous communities that she filmed by learning firsthand what the issue entails across Turtle Island in Canada and the USA. One Canadian experience left a lasting impact on her.
A woman in Niskaundiga, they have been under 27 years of boil water advisory right here in Ontario. And she said to me, when you shower, just cover your entire body in shower gel and then get in the water quick, rinse it off and get out and you won't get any rashes. And I was like, whoa. So I didn't shower the whole time that I was filming.
Statz recently traveled to Paris for an international delegation at World Water Day and now feels she truly gets what it means to have a connection with water.
Water is alive. It's a living entity. It hears us and it knows us and, you know, it's ancient. It's more than just molecules and atoms. It has a spirit. I started to develop that relationship with it.
Statz's brother Logan also hit the stage to perform his unique brand of music. The recent SoCan Singer-Songwriter of the Year award winner's melodies aim to teach about the issue through their lyrics. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.